Hello, this is a show from Radio. Eurogroup of stations bringing new unforgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Sounding City. The finest in Flemish sound art. It started out just with this idea of a city that sounds. We make the city sound for a length of time. We add sound to the city. This is why we chose this title, Klink in the Stad, Sounding City. Sort of a manifestation of a number of artists working in the field of sound art today in Flanders, but especially a number of artists who have reached a quality that you can't ignore anymore. And I think this is really important. It's all about learning to listen to what is in your environment, and I think that a lot of people are very unconscious about what's happening auditively. I wish you happy new ears.
Broken into this bit of the island because it's not open yet.
And it is absolutely perfect for having a picnic on.
But we imagine that in the future this is going to be somewhere that you can walk quite easily. But we've got no idea what it's going to look like. But at the moment, it's just kind of grass.
But I hope that it still retains this sense of being somewhere where you can actually have some kind of perspective, because this point you can really watch the ships and the world go by, aren't they?
Yeah. And if you look at it on a map, this is the tear gland of the eye. It's the corner of the eye. I always imagine this bit at the bottom here to be where the tears come from, because also you have the maternity here. And you might be crying with joy that your baby's born. Or you've got the palliative care unit here, the hospice where people die, and there's probably quite a lot of tears get shed in this corner of the island.
But if this was a boat, I want to be really charging into the sea, but look, we're going to have to turn the island round a little bit. And we're going to have to make that bridge into a lift bridge, and then we can actually take off on the island.
We can float the island up the stream, you mean?
What's that song you sing to Ruby?
I'll sing you a song of the fish of the sea.
Way down Rio,
So fare thee well, my pretty young girl, we were bound for the Rio Grande. Goodbye to Sally and goodbye to Sue, way down Rio. And you who are listening, goodbye to Hugh, and we're bound for the Rio Grande. Then away, lads, away, way down Rio. I'll sing you a song of the fish of the sea when we're bound for the Rio Grande.
You have a length of time between the spaces that allows you to erase a bit your hard disk and to to come into another installation. It's also another way to discover a city, even if you know the city by heart. For instance, with the GPS walk we do, the GPS walk that was produced by Buda Kunstcentrum and Plan B and Els Viane, you hear this part of the city, the island of Buda, in a total other way than you might have walked there for years, but have not discovered the stories that are behind a certain building, the story of the boatsman or whatever. It invites you to look at your city, or as a visitor, look at the city in a total other way.
Way down Rio, I'll sing you a song of the fish of the sea when we're bound for the Rio Grande.
We are standing in the Brühltoren, where we can see and hear the work of Esther van Rooij and Hans de Meulenaar. The work is called Shifting Grounds. We have just climbed the stairs of a very old medieval looking tower, very robust and big tower, and wooden things nailed together downstairs. There went up the stairs already. Any noise, we thought we had to go. We saw another construction, wooden, kind of the same,
we weren't sure.
Wooden things,
and then higher and then higher.
We are now on the top floor and we see the ceiling, and it's labyrinth like bizarre construction of ladders, wood and dust and spider webs and medieval looking very spooky kind of tower place. And the strange thing is that the ladders, they seem to suggest that you can even go up and go higher. But at the same time, the ladders, they don't go anywhere. There's no way you can actually get anywhere with these things. So it suggests like the tower itself is communicating in one way or another.
Yeah, of course,
it has this maybe... And the strange thing is it's symbols, like, hear the sound, but it's very subtle and disintegrating a little bit.
It's going to collapse every minute.
So the source is hidden.
The bricks are already...
Here we can
symbols
hiding like in between the woods.
Very old looking.
And the structures, the wooden structures, they kind of...
Pentagram kind of...
The glass is... it's impossible to...
Magical...
nets around the tower.
See or hear where the sound is coming from.
Just like creatures. Yeah, magic symbols. Once upstairs, we see that the structures downstairs were actually inspired by the construction of the roof. It's a very complex structure, and the place looks like it's a place where some secret rituals were performed or something.
Thank you.
It's called the Sint Annazaal, and actually it's in a more pittoresque area of the city of Kortrijk. And what you hear is sounds called reflections. It's the name of an installation by Boris de Bakker. We are sitting in a sofa, a pink sofa by the way. We look at a wall and we can see, well, nothing, it's just a wall. Yet there are sounds coming from somewhere. It's impossible to detect where the source is. Also, it's not coming from behind the walls because the sound is too clear. Even seems to come from underneath the ground sometimes. Once you move further into the room, you can see where the sounds are coming from, and the speakers on the opposite side of the room than where you'd expect the sounds to come from. That's why it's called reflections, I suppose. So the sounds are actually coming from the direction where we are sitting, but it's heard as a kind of projection on the wall just in front of us. It's more like a cinema projection, maybe, where you sit in a chair and look at the story that is told just in front of you. It's a very, very strange experience indeed. We're now entering a new building where there is a work of Jeroen van de Zand. It's a work about radios, that's all I know. We are entering a building that looks like some trivial garage or something where industrial activities are happening of, I don't know, some kind of ambiguous nature. Yeah, we just go up on the wooden stairs. There's this ugly neon, what do I say, TL light here. A lot of noise. It seems to come from far away. Entering a room. Now go further and we'll travel through a black curtain. Bunch of radios and antennas, and I think they are communicating with each other. They are sending signals, and it seems like it's very, very loud, but actually you can quite, it's quite bearable. So there's this suggestion of incredible noise, but actually it's quite soft in a way. You have a lot of different types of radios. You have like very small transistor-like radios, very big old radios, and then like 80s radios, forgotten technology. Making this weird kind of static noises, but they all have their own voice. They are very different once you approach them and you go really near. Let's try it with the microphone, and you can hear the different voices of the radio. Radios of all the ambiguous businesses that were here before, like they stayed here and now they came together in a room to conspire about this secrets that happened here in this building, where I cannot imagine what kind of business was here or could have been here, but it's not a clean one, I think. Very dirty sound here, but it also has a very poetic, nostalgic and aesthetic quality.
We are now entering a new installation. It's called Staalhemel. You can translate this as Steel Heaven by Christophe de Boek. And actually, we are walking under a ceiling of steel plates. And apparently, they respond to your brain activity. So you need to wear some kind of machine, some kind of helmet, cask. And this translates your brain activity to the steel plates, which then make a sound. But the sound, of course, is different depending on the one wearing the helmet, and also depending on your activity, whether you are concentrating or whether you are a new contestant or participant is putting on the helmet, and we're going to see what the effect is going to be like.
It is interesting to see that, starting with an idea, of course, that they explore it and make it richer and make it deeper. And I think that is the benefit of this cooperation. Christophe would never got to the point where he was now if he hadn't got the support by IMEC and by the University of Leuven. This was totally impossible because he didn't have the knowledge, he didn't have the skills to do this. But he really, really was, he really had a big help. Also Arnaud with building this freezing machine, which is a very, of course, very specific knowledge. With Arnaud, it is the freezing and defrosting of water, the crystallization process of it. So that's something you hear when you put a cube of ice in your Coca-Cola. Then you hear the same thing, but only in an unamplified way. Yeah. And now you have an installation that has a cycle of 3 hours of a sort of auto-generated soundtrack with his two basins.
We are now entering a room, a lot of concrete, and it's empty, except we see wires hanging from the ceiling with something that looks like foil or plastic, but it's the size of a paper, a sheet, and actually they make noise. And you can hear if you manipulate them, you fold them like a leaf, that the quality of the sound is actually changing. And the sounds you hear, they come from these two vessels. We can see two vessels made out of, I think, glass or plastic. Inside you see a lot of copper tubes. The vessels are filled with water and a whole circuit of copper tubes. And actually what is happening is the water is freezing and defreezing at the same time. I mean, one vessel is freezing, one vessel is defreezing, and the sounds you hear will originate from these two vessels. The work is called Permafrost and it's made by Arnaud Jacobs. Thank you.
The present alters the reflection of the past. And the final product is never complete. It continuously morphs into new shapes and meanings, creating new images of whatever has been lost. Random encounters and associations, a trace, an illusion of our reality. But where it is displaced, transformed through retelling. A reflected memory becoming a question with many and no answers. A reflection called up by its absence in time, in language. This image, the residue of a memory that is constantly eroded, is one landmark on my mindscape.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.